Everyone hates Ryan, by the way.
We got it in first this time. Wow.
It's just because he's young. I think that's the thing. He's young, and we're all
jealous. And when he wins, he's insufferable. Like,
oh, that's
And he cheated once.
He did cheat once.
Oh. He confessed that he cheated once.
Yeah, I cheated to come last.
That makes it worse. It wasn't even worth cheating.
Welcome to the GLHF Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Game and Fortune, the show where the game is utter nonsense and the prize for our winner is exposure. In death, when you inevitably sink into the infinite void, no one will care how much you earned anyway. In this game, players compete against each other to prove their video game knowledge, risking their lives and reputations in the process. Come with us as we Macarena through video game trivia. I am your host, the reviled Dave Breens, and I'm here with the one and only Kirk McKeend, also known as Jetlag Jim, Mr. McMuffin, and Viper.
Yeah, we don't talk about Viper.
You should look up his EP. Today, we are joined by Ryan Woodrow.
Real Friday evening energy with that intro there. Death comes for us all, nothing matters.
It's the jet lag.
Great energy to start the show.
Yeah. We're also joined by George Young.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, we are joined by two very special guests today. They made Slay the Princess. It's Tony Howard Arias, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, and Abby Howard, also known as Black Tabby Games.
I did a much better job than every substitute teacher I had growing up. So.
That's all I wanted, all I needed.
That also means you got it wrong, Dave.
It does mean I got it
wrong. To be fair, I don't know really the right way to say it.
Abby and Tony, how's life been since Slay the Spire? Because that was obviously
Before we started working on games, so life has been a roller coaster.
It's Hollow Knight and Shovel Knight all over again.
It's going to happen. I'm going to try it again. The games shouldn't have similar names. That's all I'm saying.
Ever.
How has life been since Slay the Princess came out? Because obviously it was a big success.
Very good. Very busy. Almost immediately after we finished the game, we decided to start working on a giant free expansion, which is releasing next Thursday on October 24th. So that's either before or after people are listening to this.
So we haven't really had any time to rest at all.
Yeah, but there's the knowledge. I, as an artist, am very happy with this knowledge that now I can just do what I want to do with my art from now on, because Slay the Princess has secured my ability to just do that if I want to.
Yeah. So. I want to say that, like, working both on the expansion and the original release and working in games in general has, like, broken part of my brain where it's like, I'm incapable of resting anymore anyways. So.
Yeah. I don't know what I would do if not art or my job. Yeah. Like, every time I find myself with a free minute, I'm like, well, I could be writing something, and then I do, and then we have more work to get done. So it's fun. I'm sure we only have about 20 more years of this until our bodies finally give out, so we'd better use those 20 years.
So no holidays then? No holidays planned after this? No?
No. We had a staycation of a couple days where we didn't do anything for like 2 whole days. And then we went insane at the end of it.
That's called a weekend, just so you know.
Back in like August, we did the double whammy of Gamescom immediately followed by PAX West. So like, we're traveled out. Like, we're based in Toronto, so it was like 12, 13 hours of flying to Germany with a bunch of layovers. Jet lag 5 hours or so in that direction. Then we came back, had 3 days, and then 6 hour flight to Seattle, 3 hours of jet lag in the other direction.
Yeah, we were messed up. We went to sleep at 2:30 PM one day. That was a mistake. We were like, we'll just take a nap. What's the worst that could happen?
Oh,
and then
that
it did happen.
Seven
and we
or
woke
eight
up
hour
at like
nap.
4 AM or 3 AM or something.
Wow. Well, we're like, usually we're up. When I have it, I can't sleep for like longer than 2 hours. So like, I was in Japan recently and I was just sleeping for like 2 hour bursts and it was driving me insane, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's not fun. I feel like I already know the answer to this one, but did you name your studio after your cats?
We did not. It's Tony and Abby.
Yeah,
it's
we named it after ourselves.
Oh. Wow, okay.
We have a single cat who is a tuxedo, not a tabby, so.
That's just completely destroyed my worldview, so.
We also have a character in one of our video games named Tabitha, nicknamed Tabby, who also is not accidental. What we named the studio for, so.
As a writer, how did you get into the mind of your own cat?
Well, as a writer, it's very important for me to have a lot of empathy and to understand why certain actions are taken by certain minds, such as beating me up, even though I wasn't doing anything at all.
Cats are jerks. Easy to write them that way.
Well, some cats are jerks. We balanced it out because we have one cat in the game who's a huge jerk, and we have another one who's just really dumb and nice because some cats are like that.
Well, the other one is like for a Kickstarter backer who paid to have their pet in the game, so we couldn't make their pet a jerk.
He also seemed dumb and nice, to be fair.
It's true.
Well, yeah, that's fair. You can't call him a jerk, but dumb's fine. Dumb's fine. If there's one thing you want people to take away from Slay the Princess, what would it be?
To not fear death and change.
Gosh.
I feel like
the experience of the game is very personalized when you play it, and I just want everyone to take away something that's important to them, and I think what that thing is going to vary from person to person.
Look at you being all poetic and nice. So.
After our interview, because I'm playing Pristine Cut now, and after our interview, I remember Tony said, because I said I almost got the stranger, but I backed out before I got there. And then Tony was like, no, you've got to do it, you've got to do it. And I did it, and then I did the ending where you back out every single time. And I was like, oh, just dead now. Just dead.
Yeah, I didn't even know that ending.
Yeah, I didn't even know that ending was in there. But I've already got a new ending. Just following your advice, Tony.
One of the things that is going to be so fun about the Pristine Cut releasing is I think most people like don't realize how much stuff was already in the base game. Where I'll find that I'll do these posts where I just like share kind of rarer images that were already in the base game because I don't want to spoil too much new stuff. And people will see the posts and tons of them will be like, oh my God, we got to do this in the expansion. It's like, you can do that right now.
Well, that's cool. How do you feel about like, because obviously it's a complex narrative and unfolding it the way you unfold it as a player is what's important, right? So how do you feel about like game guides? Because that seems like it completely defeats the point of what you're trying to do.
I'm fine with them. Like, I think like most of my frustrations about content existing outside the ecosystem of the game is like specifically when players choose to immediately pursue that stuff. It's like, I'm happy it's out there, right? Because there's like hard stuff to find and when we designed the game, we wanted it to be the sort of thing where it's like, it would be really, really hard to find everything. And it kind of takes a community effort to figure out all of the pieces. So we love all of that being out there.
But you want to feel like you are the one who is moving the narrative forward, that your actions are the ones that are actually leading to these things, so that you feel a connection with the text instead of just, okay, now I have done this thing to get this outcome I wanted. Like it robs it of the emotionality of having gotten the outcome because it's what you chose yourself.
Yeah, exactly. My thing is I want a given player to just play through without any outside anything the first time. And then like, yeah, sure. Read guides. We added like this gallery for the Pristine Cut that has a bunch of hints on how to unlock everything. So there's one in the game now. Read guides, watch playthroughs. I remember there was this whole thing that happened like a couple times where some very big YouTuber like did a playthrough of the game. And then like... I made a post along the lines of, wow, it's so exciting that this giant playthrough is here. If you're interested, please be sure to play on your own first and then watch the video. That it's like there were some people who immediately were like, and I took that personally. I can't believe Black Tabby Games says that YouTubers shouldn't exist when YouTubers are responsible for their success. And I'm like, yeah, no, it's like great that they're playing it and the exposure is huge to us, but like also the game is so reactive to people's choices that we want them to, the first time they play it, live fully in the moment, make their choices, see how the game shapes itself to adapt to that.
Yeah, and speaking of exposure, have you found that people have gone back to Scarlet Hollow now that you've had a big hit with Slay the Spire?
Oh, yes.
Slay the Princess!
Oh, yeah, Slay the Spire was a huge hit.
Slay the fucking Princess! I'm sorry. It's going to keep happening
all the time.
Like, I think something like 85% of our lifetime sales for Scarlet Hollow happened after the initial demo drop for Slay the Princess, which is already like a huge boost for Scarlet Hollow, where it's like that demo coming out increased the daily sales for Scarlet Hollow by like 500%.
Wow.
Which is nuts.
Like, this is something where Slay the Princess came from basically Tony having to do marketing in between episodes of Scarlet Hollow and just feeling like he was screaming into a void and then just saying to himself, what if I just made another game in this time? What if I just did that?
That's so, good marketing, apparently. So
exactly, yeah. It's make good, a second it's game good if to you market pull your it first off. Game. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, and I mean,
and also because we love Slay the Princess too. Not to say that Slay the Princess is a cash.
I mean, obviously we love it. There's a huge.
We're very passionate about it.
There's a huge expansion coming out for free in like a week or some number of days ago when you're listening to this.
I haven't played Scarlet Hollow, but like I read an interview with you guys earlier where you were talking about how like it's a little bit more ambitious and like sweeping and grand. So it was working on something a bit more defined. It was almost like a break to you, like your weekend off that you had.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I definitely, like, there are things I miss about, well, now I'm working on Scarlet Hollow again, so I don't miss it anymore. But, like, the grounded characters in that universe versus the constant changing, weird, ethereal thing that is Slay the Princess. So it's nice to be able to draw objects in backgrounds again instead of having to think to myself, okay, well, it's only described as these objects and it doesn't really take place in our world, so I can't just put, like, a book here because a book is too tangible. I don't have to think like that anymore.
Like, both games have their own unique set of challenges, right? Like, Scarlet Hollow, by nature of its enormous scope, is not voice acted, which means that we don't have to direct people and I don't have to spend an unthinkable amount of time editing audio files and like going through recordings and recordings and recordings. But then like there is a lot of trickiness to Slay the Princess where the story is so non-linear and the overall structure is so tight that it's like there's a challenge there of how do we make sure that every single permutation of possible playthroughs like addresses the themes of the story and feels like a valid progression without it falling apart, which is bonkers. Like I did some math and it's a pet peeve of mine when people like market choices mattering in games by like multiplying the number of paths people can take through it. But you know, I'll do that here. There's like some 500,000 plus permutations of just like order of routes you can go in as of the pristine cut.
Wow. It just boggles my mind, honestly. Like, just writing a script for a podcast is enough. And I get that wrong most of the time. So, shall we take it away, Dave?
Absolutely. For the record, it does say Slay the Princess in the script.
It does. It's my brain that keeps doing that. I don't know why. Yep, it's because I'm glancing. I'm not like reading it out verbatim. I'm just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Did you just say verbatim?
We are not
verbatim, yeah. I just said verbatim.
Look, verbatim. I was just going to accept it as the way that British people talk.
No.
I was like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
My brain doesn't work after flying in a plane.
We often pronounce Princess as Spire.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It's a regional
thing. Wow, cultural differences.
It's got all the letters. You can't spell Princess without Spire.
All right. Wow. Yeah, no, okay. I'll let you off.
No,
that.
You're not wrong.
This week, we'll kick things off with two truths and a lie. Our special guest will tell us two truths and a lie, and the other contestants will guess between them to figure out what the lie is. The contestants will get 1 point each if they win, but Tony and Abby will get 2 points if they win.
Great. So we prepared two separate sets of this. So fantastic. Abby, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. All right. When I was in high school, I started writing a jukebox musical starring all my favorite bands as furries, and I emailed them about it with costume sketches. I was once bit by a friend's leech, but it was okay because it was a research leech and it was hungry, so I just let it. As a child, I stole a chrysalis from a butterfly garden, and while we were walking home, I pretended I found it on the street. I was worried for years afterwards that I'd introduced that particular butterfly as an invasive species because I kept seeing them in increasing numbers throughout the years. I still don't know what kind it was.
I think those are the best we've ever had. Honestly.
Yeah, no, I think they are the best we've ever had.
I think the first one stunlocks me, and I just...
oh, I'm not so good. So good. My question is going to be, what bands did you send your furry fanfic to?
It was Wolf Parade of Montreal, TV on the Radio, and I think there was another one in there, but those were the main three.
So they're like more local bands then.
You can't ask more
questions.
Yeah,
so they're pretty small. So they may have seen those emails.
That was a clarification, yeah. So it's like more likely that they would have received the fan art, which I love about that story. Didn't go through PR and that, just straight in their inbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, do you want to ask a question?
I mean, there's just so many questions I could ask, and they're all about the same thing.
It's not the furry band, is it?
Is it the first one?
Can you draw me furry fan art?
It's the only one I want to ask about. So, repeat the first one again. You found a...
Okay, okay.
What's the furry one again? I think I have my answer, but you know, I got to keep that to myself.
God, I mean, the second one, letting a research leech eat you, I mean, it's not the weirdest thing someone's ever done. I think that's fine.
And you've met the person who had the research leeches in question.
I have.
Yes, wow. They exist.
That could be a lie too, though.
So, Ryan,
yeah, that's a good point.
Wow, what if we have layered lying? Did you see what direction my eyes darted when Abby asked me that? Was it the lying direction or the confused direction?
I feel like you two would just know as well. If
I actually agree with Kirk. I think that has made it the lie. I think Abby was trying to.
Hey, I didn't say that.
A misdirection on it.
Let Ryan ask a question first before you make a decision.
Oh, my question's still going to be about the first one. My question is, describe to me your favorite fursona that you created for this.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Well, you see, each band was a gang that were all part of clades, different animal clades. So there were like the canids, there were the felids, there were the avians. So I think my favorites were probably the canines. I think that those were the most fun to do. There was one who was an African painted dog, and that one was pretty fun. So,
wow.
Yeah. And they weren't like modern furries. They were very much like Lion King-esque sort of, how do we make this work on a person's body without it looking too stupid? But I was in high school, so it probably looked really stupid.
I feel like a lot of artists started either drawing anime or furry.
I tried both. I was not good at anime. I was slightly better at furry. So
in
that's
the case
where I started.
Of Sonic the Hedgehog, it's kind of both.
Yeah, it is.
That's its own third different category.
Yeah, I'm going with leeches because the thing is that like when you like art and that's the kind of stuff you do. You do
let leeches eat you.
No, you draw your favorite people, celebs, as furries, and you send it to them.
So you're saying that the leech is the lie. Yeah. What about you, Ryan?
I don't know. I mean, that first one just has to be true. If it's not true, I'm going to be very upset. Not because I didn't get points, but because that doesn't exist in the world, and I think it should. And the second and third one, I think, they're both easily lies. For the sake of being different from George, I shall go for the butterfly story.
Okay, so which one is...
Hold on, can I take my guess?
Let's give Tony a point.
Yeah, my guess is the furry one is a lie because you did this in college and not high school.
Oh!
That would be shitty of me to do.
Plenty of guests have done it and I've railed against it.
To be fair, I was going to say I reckon the leech is a lie because you did get bit but you didn't let it happen. So what is the truth behind the lies?
So it is the leech that's the lie. I was in high school when I did that. It was not me who would do that. It was my friend who would let the leeches bite her to eat.
So the Wolf Parade obsession didn't start in college.
That was since I was way back.
Okay.
We discovered things about one of them.
Spencer like we're all has learning received things. Some emails from you.
He certainly has.
Very good.
So how did you feel?
What I look like too, and that's
I have to know if they emailed you back. Like, thank you for your fan art.
I think like maybe the TV on the radio person, because that was like a PR person, was just because they were much bigger than the other ones at the time.
I'd love to see them respond to that in PR speak.
I think it was like, we're not interested. I hope they could tell that I was like 14. I really hope they could.
You had email at that age. Incredible.
I don't know. Maybe it was in that range. All of that has blended together into one big embarrassing mush. So, yeah.
How did you feel about your friend letting the leech go at him?
Oh, I thought it was cool as hell. I thought it was so cool.
But you were still too much of a coward to do it yourself.
Well, they only eat like twice a year is the thing. Like they don't need to eat that often. Yeah, so that's why my friend would do it. It's just like, yeah, exactly. All the leeches need to get fed.
For the feeding of the leeches.
Yeah, so they weren't hungry, or I would have.
Well, damn. I'm learning.
Mine are less fun than Abby's.
We can edit it. So
we're going to judge him harshly now.
Yeah, no, you should play like really exciting music over mine. It's like some sort of a handicap.
I'm gonna keep calling back to them, so Abby's have to be first.
Okay. So mine is I can deadlift over 300 pounds. The first dance at our wedding was to a track from Slay the Princess. And the last one is that I have a black belt.
In what?
Okay. I want to say something. When I interviewed them 2 weeks ago, I remember in my head, I was like, they're married. And then they were referring to each other, talking about Slay the Princess. And Abby said, my boyfriend. So I know that they got married during Slay the Princess, because then I was like, shit, I thought they were married. And I looked up and you are right. But when Slay the Princess started, they were not married. This is my red timeline now. Red timeline. Yeah. So that is believable that a Slay the Princess track could have been at the wedding. I would like to pass my question to Dave about weightlifting, because he would know something about it.
I'm sorry, I just...
Well, 300 pounds is about as much as I weigh.
Yeah,
so...
it's a lot. But deadlifting is one of the easier lifts for weight. So,
so it's about 136 kilogram for our metrics.
Our tastes.
Yeah.
One and a bit Ryan's. That's the metric we're using.
Dave, ask a question that a 300-pound deadlifter would know. It's on you.
I believe him.
Question is, Dave, what do you lift?
In deadlift?
And this is our only... This is my only scale. I don't go to the gym.
Okay, apparently my heaviest deadlift is 374 pounds.
Ooh, there you go. Nice.
It hurt my back for 4 days.
Oh,
okay.
Unbelievable. You've got to ask what the black belt's in, Ryan.
Well, I want a question that can't be answered in one word, because then I won't get any information.
How long did it take? No.
Toughest challenge you had to overcome for your black belt?
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Now he's got to make something up.
Ryan's
I mean, it was probably having to spar an instructor for 5 minutes straight.
I don't know if that's a thing.
I feel like someone who's not at that level could have come up with that quite easily.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's usually like you have to know certain drills and stuff. It's not usually sparring to get belts.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's not the black belt one. I think that's the lie, because they were dating and got married during Slay the Princess, so that could be true. And if Dave can lift 370, then I reckon, Tony, I reckon you got 300 in you. I reckon you got it.
If that turns out to be a lie, you now have to try and lift 300, and if you can do it, we retroactively get the point.
That's good. All right, so you're saying the black belt thing, George.
Mm.
What about you, Ryan?
Well, George was right last time, so I'll go with her.
Okay. Is everyone locked in?
Yeah. I
think so. Is Abby giving a guess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I think it's over 300 pounds. I think you're going for a technicality there.
Okay. It's the black belt thing because my martial arts school used sashes instead of belts.
Oh my god,
I'm a jackass.
Because I knew he had a black something.
You watched me deadlift 315 the other day.
Exactly, not 315.
Oh, I'd have been so annoyed if he was like, I can lift 315.
No. And then their sashes were only for the children's program, and they didn't have like classic rankings for anyone over the age of 13.
Would you have had to spar to get the rank though? That's strange.
I mean, it depends on what art you're doing, right? Like, there's dozens of martial arts out there. Usually there is some sort of like a sparring component to higher level testing in the martial arts. So Jeet Kune Do was the main one for me. The school I went to also practiced Muay Thai, Eskrima, and Jiu-Jitsu.
I've done Muay Thai. It's good.
It's a good art.
Mm. Elbows.
Yeah, dropping those bows, hitting those knees.
It's good shit.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
This week's theme is games where choices matter.
Ooh. Okay, yeah, I've played some of those. It's
fantastic.
Played at least like two.
Yeah.
Even though no choices actually matter and life is nothing but a cosmic sneeze.
I'm sorry, I was depressed when I wrote this.
You were really in a mood.
The cosmic sneeze is in One Punch Man, I think. In this round, the judge reads out questions and contestants have to buzz in to answer them. Correct answers get 1 point, and the other contestants can buzz in if the person before them gets a question wrong. Unfortunately, the judge spent the budget we had aside for buzzers on research and development firms in an effort to create the optimal cheese toastie, so each contestant will need to select a word to represent their buzzer. I just want to know where the research has gotten to on that cheese toastie.
Yeah,
how's it
going? I want that.
Yeah, it's still going. I'm sorry.
It's still going.
Yeah. We might not have a budget next month.
Walkers have released a new flavour of crisps that's cheese toastie and beans. I'm trying.
Oh, beans?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't cheese and bean toasties.
They've done a bunch of
Heinz. That's fine, but like flavor.
In a crisp, yeah.
But remember those Heinz baked beans crisps from a few years back with Denk?
Denk? Denk.
We've gone too British.
I saw a photo of a bag of chips yesterday that was bean toasty flavored.
I'd eat it.
They should only just taste tomato-y. You know?
I mean, yeah, I'd eat that too.
Yeah, but the tomato sauce in beans. No. Oh, in the UK they do. Yeah.
No.
They should taste like brown sugar, molasses, maybe
good
maple.
Old Boston baked beans that are like candy.
Could do smoke too.
Yeah, Boston beans over here are totally different things. They're like in ketchup, but not the ketchup you're thinking of.
It's bad. Boston beans are better. What Cooper's on about is bad.
What? Beans on
all
toast?
All British food. There's not a single thing that's getting out
I'm
of
sorry,
it.
Right, it's but beans on toast is good. It's good. It's like the sort of thing you'd eat if you were like dying in a war.
If it was that good.
Actually,
I thought that
actually
the United
right.
Kingdom was supposed to be a wealthy nation.
No.
Oh God, no.
Let's not fucking go there.
Yeah.
Get derailed more than we already are.
Ryan, why is your buzzword this week?
In honor of my favorite game about choices, which is the Stanley Parable, my buzzer is Stanley.
I thought he was going to say Slay the Spire. Yeah.
Hey, your choices really matter in that one. Yeah. What if you pick the wrong card?
That
game is a lot of choices. One are video games, but just lots of little choices.
I believe it was
Sid Meier.
I was going to say that was a Sid Meier thing. That's what I was going to say. Jesus. All right, we're on the wavelength today. George, buzzword.
So the key art for Slay the Princess says, please don't. And I always found that really funny. I can't do Nicole's voice, but I will do like, please.
Nice.
She's much higher than me and very syrupy sweet. I can't do it. But
fantastic. All right, Tony, we've given you a bit of time. Have you got a buzzword that you thought of?
Yeah. In the vein of picking things from narrative games, I will have to go with Commander Shepard's infamous, I should go.
Nice.
Very good. All right, Abby, it's on to you. You're the last one. What buzzword can you think of?
I don't have anything good, so I'm going with popcorn, because there's popcorn in front of me in a bag.
You've gone for what's on my desk.
On the desk.
That's classic.
That's another theme.
Always got to be done. One.
Yeah. Now that everyone has their buzzwords, please, Kirk, take it away.
This, I don't know why I made this first question so long.
It's very long. It's wordy.
Okay. Name the game from its Steam description. Congratulations. Ooh. You've been accepted as the only human student at the prestigious St. Pigeon.
Oh, I should go.
Fuck.
Powerful boyfriend.
Straight in there. Very good.
Right.
Next up. No Truce for the Furies was the original title of what
game? I should go.
Yep.
Disco Elysium.
He's doing it. Is doing it. Okay.
Oh, I don't know anything about video games.
That's her.
It's like I win, so I would no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay. Dragons were originally absent from the lore of
I should go.
RPG series.
Oh, from the lore.
Oh, but just
I'm going to go with my original instinct, which was Dragon Age.
Yes. There was no dragons in Dragon Age originally. The Ebon Hawk was your starship.
I should go. Knights of the Old Republic.
Fucking hell.
This is crazy.
No, honestly, we rig it in the guest's favour, but we have never had this
before. No, this is
like, the first time it's actually felt rigged in the guest's favour.
Yeah,
the
thing is, think about it, right? This is literally our job. Our job is to know about
this
video games.
This is what I want. This is the good shit.
The thing is, right, this is like the least rigged we've had it in the guest's favour as well. There's no Slay the Princess questions here. No Slay the Spire either, so.
Hey.
Okay, the last question. See if you can get a clean streak. What is the key code immersive sim developers use as a wink?
George.
Oh, God. Zero. It's 0452. No, it's not.
Stanley. Stanley.
Ryan.
0451.
It is.
Oh, my God, I knew it.
That was so close.
I was never going to get that one.
That was so close. I thought George was going to take the streak.
I was so upset myself. I knew it was one as soon as I said
it. Right there. Oh.
Do you know about this, Abby?
No.
Like, usually for the first code-based puzzle in any game, everyone uses the same code. I don't know where it got started, but it's like a reference at this point. So if you see like a safe in the first level of a game and there's a 4-digit key code, it's 0451.
Yeah,
there you go.
It started as a thing in immersive sims, and it's spread out from there. Basically, there's a if you played Gloomwood.
No, I haven't.
If you type 0451 in the safe and that, it just blows up in your face. All right. At the end of that round, the scores are: we've got George and Ryan with 2, Abby with 0, and the leader of the pack there with 4. So
good job, Tony. Yeah.
Yeah.
smashed it in that round, Tony.
I can't believe it. That was crazy.
And he can lift 315 pounds.
I know. Let's get on to the next round. And next up is a round of That Motherfucker Back There Is Not Real. The judge will give you a series of character names from various games, and you have to figure out which one is made up.
Mm-hmm. So you'll get 3 points if you buzz in first, 2 if you get it next, 1 if you're third, and if you're fourth, you don't get anything, because that wouldn't work.
And what if you're fifth?
If you're fifth, then fuck knows.
You lose points then?
Well, there's only 4 players, so if you came fifth, it would be a shock.
It would. This is where they just split like an amoeba or something. Okay. The first game is Doki Doki or Doki Doki. I'm not sure.
Yes, ooh, nice, nice.
Club. Okay.
You saved it there at the end.
I did. Monica, Sayori, Yuri, and Beth.
Stanley.
I should go.
That was a Stanley, I think.
I heard Stanley.
Oh, whatever! Beth. Natsumi's the last one. I love this. I love it.
George, we need to get you an Ethernet cable so bad.
Beth.
Yeah, Beth. Okay, the next game is Danganronpa. Genocide Jack, Alter Ego, Billy Blade, and Princess Piggles.
What the fuck?
I should go. I'm going with Tony? Princess Peels. I don't know.
It was Princess Piggles.
Oh.
But it's real.
Stanley.
Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Billy Blade.
That's right.
Oh, how'd you do it? I've played every Danganronpa. I know who Genocide Jack is. I have no idea what the fuck you're on about for the rest. What are you getting?
Don't worry
from
about
anime?
It. Google said it's true.
Oh, well then.
So, also the fandom wiki, yeah?
Now, are you using the AI summary on Google? Because those all sound like made-up Danganronpa names.
It's definitely real. The next one is Dishonored. Lady Boyle, Griff, Slackjaw, and The Insider. George?
I didn't say Griff because we work with someone called Griff and Kirk doesn't
that's
have
why
an
I put it. That's why I put it and it's not... He's real. Griff's real.
Okay. Both in our staff and in the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Ryan?
Whatever the last one was.
The Insider?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Outsider.
Because the Outsider,
guy.
Yeah.
Ryan's steamed ahead on that one. That's it. We're on to the last
Tony,
round, Dave.
Tony! I beg you now, please do not let Ryan win. You can't let him win now.
You can't.
Come on, please do my best. I only played one of those games in that last round, and I think the US-UK latency murdered me there.
Yeah.
That's what George blames it on as well, but she's in the UK. Yeah.
No, so. I just live in the valleys,
I think you're closer to Kirk than I am.
I've got the most expensive internet I can get, and it's still shit.
You haven't got an Ethernet cable, though. I think it's your Wi-Fi. Yeah,
see, now they're going to go away from me thinking they just eat beans, they have bad internet.
No, I mean, it's true, though.
Yeah,
Those two things are both true.
It's a third world country, yeah.
Yeah, and?
They can't speak.
True, you at least.
Final round this week. I'm so excited. We're playing Rate Your Stars Right. The judge will choose 18 games associated with choices, and you have to guess whether the next game in the sequence has a higher or lower Metacritic rating. You get 1 point for each game guessed correctly, but it's passed on to the next player when you get one wrong.
I believe in you, Tony. You look at these things all the time.
I mean, no, I don't.
Abby's giving me love ratings.
No, I don't.
Abby's like, we're a team now.
Oh, yeah.
You're truth and a lie, you were separate, but now it's a team.
Abby's
Abby,
first.
Yeah, Abby, you're going first.
Because you got no points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You start this.
Okay, so first up, it's Danganronpa, Trigger Happy Havoc, which has 80 on Metacritic. You've got to now guess whether the next game is higher or lower. So the next game is Doki Doki Literature Club.
Higher.
It's lower. Thanks for playing.
Well.
Okay, George, you're next.
Yes.
Is The Wolf Among Us higher or lower than Doki Doki?
Higher.
It is. Is Life is Strange higher or lower than The Wolf Among Us?
I hope not. Probably is, though. Higher.
It is higher.
I hate Life is Strange. I'm a well-known Life is Strange hater. It's written by men, but it's about women, and they act like men, and I hate it. Thank you.
Thanks, George. Is Dishonored 2 higher or lower than Life is Strange?
Ooh, higher, no?
Yes.
Best game of all time, Kirk, isn't it?
It is. Is Slay the Princess higher or lower than Dishonored 2?
Slay the Princess is 90. I looked up very recently. Fucking cracker. Gotta be higher. Gotta be higher.
It is higher.
There you go. Point for everyone else.
Point for me, really, at the end of the day.
Now, is Disco Elysium higher or lower than Slay the Princess?
Unfortunately higher, I believe.
It's actually lower.
No way! Yeah, about that.
Didn't specify Final Cut versus Original.
Oh, that might be it. That might be it, yeah.
Well... So, next up is Tony. Is The Witcher 3 higher or lower than Disco Elysium?
Higher.
Yep. Is Mass Effect 3 higher or lower than The Witcher 3?
Better be lower.
It's higher.
Really? Really?
Absolutely fuck off with that. Oh yeah, games journos are morons.
I like to put these. I like to put these in the optimal order to piss people off. Basically, yeah.
Like I figured that it would be in the 90s. All things considered, but wow, higher than Witcher 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck me.
Tragedy.
Okay, Ryan. Hi. Is Undertale higher or lower than Mass Effect 3?
We've had so many highs in a row. It's got to be lower.
It is lower.
Yeah.
Is Mass Effect 2 higher or lower than Undertale?
Oh, no. Knowing Mass Effect 3 is higher, everyone says Mass Effect 2 is the best one. But is that what critics at the time thought? Oh, and then there's Undertale. Undertale was a fan thing. I'm going to say higher.
Yeah.
It is higher.
Thank fuck for that.
Yeah, I think Undertale was more popular with fans.
Almost overthought that one, didn't you, Ryan?
I did. I almost went down a rabbit hole there.
Is The Witcher 2 higher or lower than Mass Effect 2?
Lower.
Yep. Oh, he's running away with this now, isn't he? Is Fallout New Vegas higher or lower than The Witcher 2?
Higher.
It's lower. Oh. It's back to you now, but you can get a point.
Oh. Okay, 1 point for me.
On the board.
Is Assassin's Creed Odyssey higher or lower than Fallout New Vegas?
Oh yeah, games I know very well. Okay.
You got a 50-50 chance.
You've played some of New Vegas.
Okay, New Vegas is the one I'm guessing. Wait, I lost
No,
track.
No, is Assassin's Creed Odyssey higher or lower?
I'm going to say it's lower.
Yes. You got point.
I got one.
Wow, I would have guessed the other one because it's like modern AAA title.
Mm. Yeah, but people really like New Vegas from what I've heard. It's the one people mention.
My vibe with New Vegas, as a New Vegas lover with 80 plus hours in it, I always got the impression that it was like more of a fan favorite thing. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I guess I was right here. Who knows video games now, Tony?
Craig's love Obsidian there as well.
Wasn't New Vegas the one where, like, the studio tied the developer's bonus to the Metascore and they got, like, one lower than one?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah, and they made it in, like, a year as well. Like,
yeah,
it was insane.
They did a great job.
Well.
Good game.
That's poor people.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why it's better to be indie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get weekends every now and again.
I was about to say, like, well, I mean, they made New Vegas in a year. They made Slay the Princess in 7 months. Not a lot of room for weekends in there.
All right. Is Dragon Age Inquisition higher or lower than Assassin's Creed Odyssey?
Higher.
Yes.
Yay.
Is Dragon Age Origins higher or lower than Inquisition?
Oh, no.
For the voice, Abby then looked at Tony's reaction to see what the answer was.
He made a noise. Okay.
I want to think about this one.
Is it lower?
No, it's not.
Oh, thank God.
It was a double
Tony,
bluff.
You misled
it was
me.
A double bluff.
How could you do this?
Oh,
okay. I can't remember who's next. Was it George? Okay. Is The Outer Worlds higher or lower than Dragon Age Origins?
lower.
Yes.
Boo.
Boo.
The Outer Worlds.
Ryan likes the Outer Worlds,
Outer Worlds?
Oh, yeah.
Worlds, not
Wilds. I thought you said Outer Wilds.
That is the constant one.
Okay, fine. Carry on.
Okay, this
God,
was,
any
this
devs who hear this interview are going to think I'm a jerk. Having opinions.
How dare you? George, this one's really easy. I might as well just give you the point. Is Baldur's Gate 3 higher or lower than The Outer Worlds?
Yeah,
okay.
It sure is.
Yep.
What are the scores this time, Kirk?
Okay, Abby's got 2.
Yay.
Tony's got 5. If we combine them, that's 7, which is still less than George, who has 8, and Ryan, who has 12.
Oh, Jesus. We can still get this, Tony. We just need 10.
Let's think about this, though. The bit that was actually about knowledge, Tony fucking kicked our asses.
I feel like I should give more than 1 point for those.
I think it should be 2 points per question in the buzzword round.
I feel like my game design is falling flat on his face.
I'm still not winning then, so.
The point balancing here is all over the place.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Fantastic performance, though, guys. Come on, are you guys are worried?
Best, that is the best anyone has ever done.
Yeah, and also, I think the truths and lies were absolutely brilliant, and you've been a pleasure, honestly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, this has been so much fun. You guys are funny.
Are we?
Very funny.
Are we funny or are we British?
I was going to say, you've got British accents. I love when you say things.
I love
talk
that
about
song,
how
George.
You eat beans. Tell
beans,
me more
beans,
about your
beans.
Bad internet.
Is there anything you want to like throw out there for our 20 listeners?
play Slay the Princess the Pristine Cut, which should be out
October 24th.
It'll be out.
Also play Scarlet Hollow in early access since like 2021, and hopefully out of early access in a couple of years.
Can you tell us a bit more about Scarlet Hollow before you jump off? Because I want to play it now. I know that it's a thing. So
So it's
a heavily branching mystery narrative game that is an episodic horror adventure game where you also have a few RPG elements.
I like to think of both of our games as CRPGs that just don't have combat, don't have dice rolling, and that all of the gameplay is strictly choice driven within a visual novel interface. No, because look, this is a sticking point for me because it's so hard to talk about visual novels, ignoring the weird attitude most people have about them. Just like the range of what is a visual novel is so broad, and you can have some things that are essentially just like a proper book with music over a static background, but the text takes up the whole page. There's no choices, or there's like one or two. Or you can have something all the way in the other direction where...
Like Scarlet Hollow,
where every single thing that the player says and does is selected from a menu with as many as like 8 or 9 different options, all of which have different impacts, big and small, on the story.
But the story as a whole is you are invited back to your like long lost hometown by your cousin whose mom just died for the funeral. And as you're in town, bad things start to happen. And every episode, something new bad happens as you still have to wait around in this town until the funeral.
Appalachian supernatural mystery RPG.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have described it as Twin Peaks meets Gravity Falls, which is a very fun descriptor.
Life is strange, but good. I'm sorry.
That's it. Cut straight to outro music.
No, okay. Right. So when I played Life is Strange, I hate Chloe with so much passion. I cannot express how much I hate that girl. And so for me, I didn't even realize there was a gay romance. I thought it was just this chud or nothing.
The chud is really bad in the first one.
So
the one who keeps making you, trying to make you like drive out of town with him to go see like Planet of the Apes. I hated that guy so much. And then in the climax, the game kept trying to be like, well, you think about him, right? It's like, no. I enjoyed the first Life is Strange when I played it. It was one of those things that I was very sleep deprived while playing too, which I think is an excellent, excellent enhancer for a lot of choice driven games. I remember I had a similar enhancement for the later chapters in the first season of Telltale's The Walking Dead, where it's like once I got to the city, just a couple chapters left, it was like 5 a.m. and my brain wasn't working right, and it made the game very scary and emotional. And I think one's still very emotional.
That a night in bed.
I mean, being sleep deprived worked for this podcast, so you know.
Sure.
That point you made about visual novels, though, is true. Like, people shouldn't be genre snobs when there's such wide range of choices. Like, I played Caesarion recently. I don't know if you've played that, but it's like a Eastern Bloc political simulator that's also a visual novel.
Yeah. That's a visual novel. While I have a microphone in front of me, make my favorite bold take, which is Disco Elysium is a visual novel.
It is.
It's just one that you click to navigate.
Yeah. It's true.
Saying you don't like visual novels is like saying you don't like books because you don't like the romance genre.
And also trying to sell your visual novel by saying, opening with, this is a book about, is like, this is a thing so many visual novel devs do. It's the same thing as if you were to write a book and put it on a bookshelf and the back cover, the first sentence you read is like, this is a book. It has 100,000 words in it and 20 illustrations. And it's like, y'all got to get better at talking about this stuff because it's a good medium.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 10 for $10 on select varieties of Kroger pasta, Starkist tuna pouches, or Powerade with your card. Then get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.